New Zealand's digital curriculum set for a reboot next year, but are teachers ready for it? From 2020, it will be mandatory for schools to teach technology to children in years 1 to 10, and even 5-year-olds will be taught the basic principles of computer coding. A report published in August this year from the Education Review Office found it raised serious concerns in late December 2018 about the ways schools had been preparing for the changes, saying too few had taken professional learning and development options that were open to them. One of those professional learning opportunities is running in Auckland at the moment. The Auckland University of Technology is running a free 2-day CS4HS, Computer Science for High Schools conference, which is helping 450 high school and for the first time primary school teachers with their digital skills in preparation for the curriculum change. Dr. Masa Mohageg is with us now from the Auckland studio. Welcome back, Masa.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
And just remind us what this is about. This isn't about gadgets and devices in the classroom. This is about concepts. Please tell us a little more.
Sure. So, as you mentioned, from next year, the revised technology curriculum will come into effect. This means that it will be compulsory for all schools to teach a student design thinking or invention by design. So it will be compulsory part of the curriculum for year 1 to 10 students and optional for year 11 to 13. But I think in reality, though, we are really living in a digital age now. So teachers are encouraged to utilize digital technology whenever is appropriate. I think teachers' job will be to lead the students to create digital outcomes rather than simply use digital applications and apps.
So explain to us what those concepts are. We're talking about design and computational thinking. Just break it down to a very basic level, like you might for the teachers and ultimately for the kids.
Sure. So some of the things they're encouraged to teach is really around computational thinking, not really about, you know, using different devices. So some of the new skill sets for 2020 is really around creativity, computational thinking, teamwork, and they encourage to use that within every aspects of, you know, curriculum. It's not only, you know, using digital technology for the digital technology course. So it's teachers teaching math, English, they all encourage to use digital technology.
So with the computational thinking, it's what kind of things? Is it core programming concepts?
So to give you a little bit more idea about that is really, you know, teaching computer in the steps like problem solving.
Right.
So the fact is really it's not about devices. So when you're talking to teachers, they are really realistic about when they need devices for, you know, teaching technology. But the important thing is to view devices as a tool to use when needed. I don't think it's going to be a problem, you know, using devices. A key thing is to remember is the new curriculum today. It's about really, you know, teaching programming, not in a traditional way of, you know, coding using computer. A big part of the new curriculum is about thought process, problem solving, breaking outcomes down into the task or manageable steps. And because of that, you can actually apply it in different aspects of, you know, curriculum. So this is going to be a part of the curriculum, but can be applied to many different things.
So you've just got it in a nutshell there, really, haven't you? It's about breaking down the problem and or the solution, because ultimately you're going to give those instructions in coding. That's exactly what you're going to do. But it's
Definitely.
A way of thinking.
Definitely.
Now, how worried are many teachers when they come to you about their preparedness for this? Because, I mean, they've got their language learning instructions, they've got their mathematical concept instructions, maybe basic scientific concept instructions that they'll have learned as preparation for primary teachers, as primary teachers in particular, or as secondary teachers. But many of them perhaps are intimidated by this new set of basics. And what have they said to you when they come to you?
Sure. So yesterday was actually our first day of computer science for high school workshop at AUT. And I had a good chat with a group of teachers. So it's a bit of a mix at the moment. So some schools are well prepared to make a start, but others are still finding their way. I think the objective is for every school to have a plan in place to implementing the new curriculum. And we probably will see that there will be a transition period while school becoming familiar with implementation. This is why at AUT we are committed to run these series of workshops to help teachers to implement new curriculum, because some of the aspects of curriculum is really vague to them. We have a few sessions around unpacking a new digital curriculum, and they were very popular because I believe that many of them, they don't really have really good understanding of what they need to do.
You mentioned plans, and I've spoken previously, particularly looking at the primary school end again, with a science educator of teachers in a teacher training institution, who said a lot of students, teachers come in lacking confidence in science, and the problem with that is then they sometimes minimise it, or they don't bring the full enthusiasm to it in the classroom, and they're aware of that. Is this part of it also, do you think, with the technology? If you get a sense of basic confidence and excitement about it, that's going to come through in the classroom.
I think this is why we have to support our teachers. We are living at the time that our kids, they're bringing up with technology, they are tech savvy. So we have to make sure that our teachers are empowered and comfortable and confident to teach these new technology. Support is really important. And I think it's a little bit of shift on a mindset. So we have to have this belief, teachers, they don't need to be fountain of knowledge. They become a facilitator of the sessions. So we have to give this authority to our students to really leading the way in when we're talking about technology. There are a lot of great groups right now in New Zealand, like DTTA, so which is a Digital Technology Teachers Aotearoa. They're working with the schools through the regional hub to upskill teachers. There are a lot of code clubs being run at the local libraries, webinars, workshops that are helping them to prepare. Ministry of Education is funding some organizations to provide training online, like Kia Takoto, and everyone knows it's a big change and the training is necessary. So people are also always resistant around the change at first. But when they ask to even to do the change, it's not very easy. So we are not the only country doing this. It is really necessary to stay relevant. And I think because of that, we have to prepare our tomariki for the future world. We know 85% of jobs in year 2020, they haven't existed yet. So we are really preparing our kids for a set of skills and for jobs that we don't really know what they are.
450 at your workshop. This isn't the first, is it? At the conference, rather. This isn't the first time it's been held. Have some come back and back?
Yes. So actually, we have 150 teachers from 450 different schools. So we send the invitation to. So yesterday, we had around 150 teachers from all around New Zealand. And this is not our first one. So this is the number 3 at Auckland University. And it's been running in Auckland for the last 6 years.
You know, there's tens of thousands of teachers, I think it might even be as high as 70, is it? 1,000 teachers between primary and secondary schools around the country. And you've got 150, that's great, and 450 schools that you've helped. But is there enough happening teachers ready by next year?
What is really amazing about the CS4HS and why I really love this workshop, it is really, for me, it's a yearly reunion of teachers and coming back, talking about what they achieved, what they've done. We have around the 85 to 90% retention. So it's great to see these teachers coming back. But to be honest, I'm really worried about the other teachers that they do really need these supports. And we are the only one running these professional development only once in a year.
Do you see any chance that many schools are going to be ready to do this well next year?
I'm really hoping so. As I said, it's not really about implementing it 100%. I think it's about getting started and having plan in place. And I think there's supports out there, but we can definitely do with more.
I think also you're hopeful that links will continue, because again you get a range of responses, and sometimes depending on one or two enthusiasts in a school, they'll be well ahead of the game. Some are making linkages with the likes of universities because they want to do or focus for a term on a particular subject. Are you seeing some of that cooperation happening in some schools?
Yes, definitely. This is why we're really supporting schools and teachers, because for us at tertiary level, it's really important that when we're working with the student in first year, we provide them with the support and knowledge they needed. Sometimes we'll see that the students coming to university, all they know is really around how to use one of the word processing software. And we have other group of students, they're coming from other school that they've already implemented some projects around Internet of Things and helping, you know, communities. It would be very challenging to engage everyone and make sure that we provide enough support and knowledge for everyone. If we're not really supporting our teachers and our education system, we won't be able, you know, to provide what we really want to at the tertiary level. Many teachers from this workshop, they contacted me in the last few years asking that they have some really talented students in the class. They really want to know more about, for example, artificial intelligence. Would be possible for us to accommodate them in our classes. And this is the link and relationship that we have with the school throughout the year. Also, through computer science for high school workshops, we provide them with resources. It's a great opportunity for them to firsthand try this new knowledge with the group of experts. But throughout the year, we will send some of our senior students to go to school and helping teachers to implement these new resources.
To anyone listening who as a teacher, is intimidated by this, either thinks it's about knowing about every gadget and being able to make every gadget work, or who worries their maths isn't up to it. It's a slightly patronising statement, but sorry. But, you know, in the back of their minds, if they're intimidated by this or wanting to be a leader in helping their school with this, what is your final message to them?
I think it's really important to ask for help and, you know, for example, at university, we are happy to help to implement these things in a school. So it's not about really using devices, as I mentioned. Mm. It's about finding a way to introduce a topic in a fun way. We have a session, we had it yesterday. It was very popular and we're running it again today. It was around teaching math using some of the small robots. So you don't really necessarily need the robots. Robots is really to kind of inspire and engage students, but after that we were teaching math and deep, you know, technical things around math in a fun way. And this is one of the subjects I'm hearing, especially girls are not very interested, but using a robot to teaching math, we can definitely get more girls into computer science.
I know that's another great passion of yours. Thank you very much, Dr. Massa Mahagig, and the University of Auckland, the Auckland University of Technology's Computer Science for High Schools conference is running now. 450 schools, they have sent invitations to 150 teachers participating, many of them repeats.